Hey y'all, boy, I can't do this no more, man. It's life, man. I'm hurting bad, man. Too bad, bro.
Get that horse and his wagon. Get that man and his rifle. Get that priest and his Bible. For them that's dead on arrival. Them that pray see heaven. Them that don't see devil. Separate but equal. Say them that slave my people. So break them chains and shackles. Come again. Get that horse and his wagon. Get that man and his rifle. Get that priest and his Bible. For them that's dead on arrival. Them that pray see heaven. Them that don't see devil. Separate but equal. Say them that slave my people. So break them chains and shackles. Not again.
Okay. So in 2004, the European tribes came back to Haiti as proprietor and landowner, and they built the largest U.S. embassy in the Western Hemisphere in Haiti. And it is the fourth largest U.S. embassy in the world. While they're telling you we have no resources, they are building themselves a footprint that's bigger than all their other embassies, and, except for four.
And
three.
What's the relevance of that?
They need the place to store all they are acquiring.
All the plundering.
In different part of Haiti right now, while people are sleeping or doing their own business, they are digging. What they dig, they take with the soil, with them. And when they leave, they just leave the hole wide open. In the northern part of the country, where companies go to mine gold, when they take the gold out, they don't do anything with the soil to assist the people that are living there. So the resources that we have on the lands are being excavated and taken into cars and leaving at night.
And beyond gold now, the other resources that are critically important.
Oil. Haitian geology.
See, I told y'all, fam. I don't know what's wrong with our brothers, the Haitians. These are our brothers. And they had got out of captivity and then they allowed crafty counsel to come back into the era. They're allowing... They just like Africa, allowing other people that don't look like them coming in there and stealing their resources. Stealing all this stuff that they trying to live good for and could live good for, but they allow scavengers to get it. They allow separation. They allow separation and division and evil and wickedness to overcome them. For me, like I say, y'all, I don't know no better. I'm just an old country boy, right? Forefathers came over here on cargo slave ship. Been molested. Every time our nation tried to build, they destroy. And I look at, and they constantly plundering on us. You hear the rules and the regulation they had on our forefathers during slavery, right? And I think about this, and we still prisoner of war. We still in captivity. And other people got their land and country and can't even move. How are you going to have your own country and got all these minerals in here and allow other people to come in here and take your minerals? And your children and your children's children and your wife and your elders are hungry and starving. We so much in the delusional state, Haiti. We so much in the delusional state, Haiti. Y'all don't know, man. I understand Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation and all these other hidden agenda people trying to talk about our children, talking about the Haitian children. See, why?
just says that Haiti's oil is bigger than Venezuela's oil, which has the biggest cachet. They say that Haiti's oil is a swimming pool to Venezuela's cup of water. Haiti, also, you have to understand, how does oil come? Haiti is on a tectonic, four tectonic plates making that oil. It's on the Caribbean basin, the North American tectonic plate, the South American tectonic plate, and the Atlantic tectonic plate. Massive oil, because that's the same thing with the Middle East, okay? But another thing, Haiti has an extraterrestrial material that is found nowhere else in the world except South Africa, and it's the purest in Haiti. 65 million years ago, an asteroid landed in this space. Mm-hmm. We have an asteroid mountain in different places. We have mountains. Mm-hmm. They're made of asteroid. They use this asteroid because it's the remain of this asteroid that is so heat resistant that they use for spacecrafts. They have been, Professor Henry Vixomar of Haiti says 1 ton of Haiti's iridium.
Iridium. I wanted to get to
iridium
that.
Yeah. Is worth $45 billion. We have mountains of it. So what?
$45 billion, and they got mountains of it. Nation, our nation, we should be over there helping our brothers out. All that money over there, all that resources over there, and we playing. We working for the man, and the man continues stealing from us. Bible prophecy. You have something, but you're not going to enjoy it. Your enemy going to enjoy it. $45 billion a piece, and they got bunches of it.
The UN occupation is that they put soldiers and private military contractors in UN uniforms. They're everywhere in Haiti, digging out the mountains. You can
and
go to
walking.
Haiti. And yes,
walking
you can see, mm-hmm. like I was in Haiti one time and I saw 12 UN trucks with these dirt, black dirt, just going through. I'm like, so they literally, since 1986, with the fall of Duvalier, mm-hmm. the U.S. military has been taking out Haiti's iridium. But in addition to, they say, we have 20 billion worth of gold, 8 billion worth of copper, 120 billion worth of oil, and this iridium, we have mountains of it. Mm-hmm. The United States is in Haiti because of its economic and strategic interests. We are also between Cuba and Venezuela. We are
embassy.
Okay.
See, we see all this going on. Haiti been linked up with Russia and China and BRICS. That's what Haiti need to do. But Haiti needs to do is get somebody to help them get the UN out of there. Instead of, see, I told you about Kenya president. I told y'all right. See, now it's unraveling. I told y'all. Let me breathe for a minute, y'all. Because, man, we look at all this situation right now, what these people got going on, and we playing. They robbing, stealing, and killing, and we sitting up here starving, and we playing. How in the heck is Haiti gonna be splitted down the middle and allow other people to go out there and steal all that money? Haiti, you know you can be the world power. You can be up there with China and Russia. Probably bigger than that. See, this is the mindset of y'all IQ, man. Now, I see Africa doing their thing. Now, I'm ashamed to hear Haiti's going through all this. And I'm and nobody is not even trying to raise a puppet about it. Where's those 100,000? See, where's those 100,000 men in all nation going to Haiti, helping Haiti's out, getting rid of you, the UN, letting the UN know they gotta go? When is right gonna start? When is all these leaders gonna stop being cowards? See, all this resource that the Most High got us, we can't even use. But that's all right. That's all right. We hearing what this, we gonna see what April 4th on down gonna bring. Because they say it's a new planet coming, a new world. And the Most High say that he gonna make a new world, a new earth, right? Revelation 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of the heaven, prepared as a bride adored for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. So the Bible already saying a new heaven. So when you check this out, peep this, y'all. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And the first heaven, what is the first heaven? And the first earth passed away. So is this the first heaven? Is this just the first earth? What he's saying? Because when I'm looking at this and I'm analyzing this in the scriptures, y'all, and then I'm looking at my podcast and all the people saying during this eclipse, they seeing a new star look like a bigger earth. And then, y'all, and then I started thinking, you know, I was like, okay, y'all, now I listen to some of the guys out there, and y'all done probably heard it about, you know, the conspiracy about how big the sun is and how big the moon is, and there's no way that the moon can cover the sun, right? And my thing is, with that is, you know, in that case, if the sun is that hot, would the sun burn up the moon? See, I don't even see these the things that I say when they said it. When I'm start thinking, I say, well, if the sun right here and the moon's covering the sun up, is it gone? Because we already know we down here and the sun beaking hard, we burning up. Right? We already know that. We sweating bullets. So that's what I'm thinking. That's what I was thinking. And then when this guy explained that this planet that's coming, supposed to be coming around, and it's supposed to block the sun. They don't know. They've been seeing it, but they didn't know it. But now it's coming around a little more in depth. And you can see it at the corner of your eye now. And most of them seeing it. And I don't know, you know, this new on us, but and they said this never happened before, and it's supposed to do whatever it got to do. We don't know. We see all the little crafty councils that they got going on. We don't know how all this gonna manifest because all this is coming from Bible prophecy. Now we seeing another thing coming from the Bible prophecy. Well, why is the Most High? The Most High said all the Bible prophecy must be fulfilled. You see, the days are coming fast. Now you seeing that how this moon's supposed to cover up the sun, and they seeing another world they call Planet X that I'm still trying to get more information on so that we as a nation and we as common men and common women can sit out here and look at it and see what's going on. We won't be stuck like Chuck, looking crazy like Chazy. You know, they got us over the COVID vaccine plus one. Now, we gonna have to man up as people of this world and be honest, man. If you ain't feeling what I'm feeling, then you wicked as hell, point blank. Because I'm all about trying to get us to analyze what's going on so we can govern ourselves prepared and we won't be running around here if something do pop off that we already in a good mindset. Hopefully that the Most High be down here to do what he said he gonna do. Bring that rapture. Beam us up to Scotty and put us in that new earth, that new world. We don't know. That's why we got to repent for all the things that we doing, man. Stop doing them. Continue focusing on doing them laws, commandments. And if you got something in your heart that's hindering you, you need to get it out. If somebody did something wrong to you and you feeling a certain type of way, you need to get it out. If you wicked as hell and you trying to do right, you need to get it out. Because this is the time of Noah, man. This is the time of Noah. You hear a lot of people, and I hear a lot of people. The Bible says you be hearing the word of God from here to there. And the new word is not the Christianity. It's that the black man and black woman, the Latino man and Latino woman, and the Native Indian man and the Native Indian woman. And when I say black, everybody black is not kinfolk. Remember that. Because the Bible, when you look in the Bible dictionary, it tells you who Ham is and who tells you who Shem is. So when I say all black people, I don't mean Ham, the seed of Ham. So we got to get our minds right and bodies right. And all these other nations got to go over here, start doing these commandments. And the Most High said he had mercy on who he had mercy on. If you doing the right thing, the Most High, you can only just bank and have faith on it, just like that lady did, that lady Samaritan did when Jesus Christ told her to get away from her. But he did bless her. He did give her a blessing because of her faith, even though she wasn't an Israelite. So you got to realize these other nations. You got to plot in this game too. Either you going to be righteous and do what the Most High say, or you going to fall by the wayside.
Do you think Molly is like the new crack cocaine? Is it worse than crack in your opinion?
It's good and it's bad. It's worse and it's better. It's worse for the addictiveness, but it's better for the high because you're spending less money and you're staying high longer. For the same $20 you spent on a bag of pot or crack rock, that high would be gone in 30 to 40 minutes. You could spend $20 on the right molly and be high half of the day. You couldn't even count how many joints you would roll out of that. Because you can mix it with reefer or tobacco. It's a multi-versatile drug. You can snort it, you can eat it, you can smoke it, or you can put it in your drink and drink it. Crack, you can only do it one way. Pow, you can only do it one way. Molly, you can do it all kind of ways. But the younger generation is smoking.
And you see a lot of them smoking.
Every corner, every street you go down, Nebraska, Florida, they got Molly holes. Just like they got Tunchi holes, they got Molly holes now. It used to be crack traps, weed traps. Now it's Molly and Tunchi traps. The synthetic drugs have taken over the modern day. There are no more organic drugs. It's synthetic drugs.
When they can't scare us into complicity, this is what they're doing. They're attacking all of our accounts and censoring us to the point where TikTok is censoring us so bad it's insane. Saying that I'm promoting hateful behavior while supporting a genocide is crazy, but let's get into it. I have had my account dinged 3 times in 3 days. Actually, it's been like 6 times in 3 days. I have appealed all 6 of them and only 3 of them were actually restored. Again, another one. Attacks and slurs on the basis of protected attributes. I'm sorry, what protected attributes? Are y'all TikTok? Are y'all saying that y'all protecting the genocide that's going on in Gaza? Again, I literally just posted this fucking video and then within seconds it was reported. Yikes. This is only showing that they are terrified of us. They are terrified. Let's go ahead and get into it a little deeper. Saying that I'm promoting hate speech and hateful behaviors. Why? Because I said I wanted to run the fade. I do. And I still will. I still want my fair one in these streets. I do. And there's nothing that you or anybody else can convince me or say anything about it. Because I'm not the only one who feels that way. And y'all hate it. Baby, you hate it. You hate it. But keep on hating, baby. Because you're only one platform. And there are several other platforms. Wherever I go, Godiva Gang will follow. Just know that you're not the only platform that's running that bag, baby. I don't know why TikTok thought that they was actually doing something, but we're laughing at you, not with you, beloved. Let's get into it. So I want to thank you for TikTok for being my biggest hater, because as soon as those other violations rolled off, baby, they got straight to work. Only letting me know within days how much y'all truly are terrified of Godiva and Godiva Gang and the influence that I have over the people. Because, baby, I must be saying something for y'all to continuously be attacking me on literally every single platform. But keep bringing it, baby. Keep bringing it. Keep bringing it. Because I'm telling the truth. I actually have influence. And I'm shifting the minds of the masses. And y'all hate it. Hate on me, hater. Now or later. I don't give a fuck, TikTok. Do what you gotta do. Do your biggest and do your best. Because I ain't going nowhere. And I'm going to keep showing up and keep being a pest and a menace on TikTok. Since y'all hate it so bad. Don't forget that more than one account is monetized. And every time y'all try to ban my account, I'm going to come back even stronger. Y'all hate it. And every time y'all try to ban my account, I'm going to keep utilizing the Godiva Gang to get my account back. I'm going to keep creating multiple accounts. And I'm going to keep showing the fuck up. Okay? And showing up for Falestine. Because as long as y'all gonna keep trying to play these games, baby, we gonna keep playing them. And I'ma keep toying with y'all. And I'ma keep making sure that the information gets out to the people, because y'all got me fucked up. Period. Godiva Gang, I just wanted y'all to see how TikTok is playing these games with y'all and with my account. It's not that I don't want to show up to the party. Look how many times I've gotten dinged. Not one of those videos promoted hate speech. Not one of those videos promoted any form of hate and violent behavior. Yikes on a motherfucking bike. But like I said, I must be saying something true, because TikTok is hating on me real bad. And I love y'all for making me famous, okay? For turning me into a celebrity. I love that for me. I love that for me. Every time y'all send shots my way, baby, they rang out and send more people back to me. I love that for me. I love that TikTok.
Brahim Traoré is shaking Africa again with what he has done this time. Since liberating Burkina Faso from France, the president has been silently working hard to maximize the use of Burkina Faso's mineral resources. And now, Captain Ibrahim Traoré has invited neighboring countries to turn to Burkina Faso to treat their mining residues in the new recovery plant that he has just launched this Tuesday in Ouagadougou. The Burkinabe head of state invited neighboring countries in West and Central Africa to migrate towards Burkina Faso with mining residues where there is now the technology to treat them. What surprises me most is that the equipment in this factory is entirely designed by Burkinabe artisans, according to the CEO of Golden Hand. This is a positive development in the context of sovereignty and therefore control of our resources, Captain Ibrahim Traoré said on the opening ceremony.
C'est une technologie qui ne s'importe pas.
Despite the growth of the extractive industry in our country, it is clear that certain essential links are missing in the value chain. Indeed, while these mining companies generate several tons of residues, the observation is that no company specializing in the extraction of precious metals contained in these mining residues exists on the national territory. These residues are then exported and processed outside our country, which is not without risk in terms of preserving the interests of the state, he said. Captain Ibrahim Traoré insisted that this is a revolution in mining processing in Burkina Faso. What you saw this morning is a revolution. Machines were completely built here. Burkina Faso is the second country in Africa to develop this technology. It's a technology that doesn't import, it develops. These are not machines paid for elsewhere and assembled here. It is this ingenuity of our Burkinabe engineers that I have come to salute. This is a positive development in the context of sovereignty and control of our resources, he insisted. Emmanuel Tapsoba, promoter of the company, stressed that the idea of putting this structure dates back more than 10 years. To listen to him, it was with the arrival of the new authorities that he was able to obtain the various authorizations which were rejected. I just want to say congrats to Captain Ibrahim Traoré, and with this spirit, Burkina Faso is going to become the greatest country. Switching to security matters in Burkina Faso, days after the United States gave an aid to Burkina Faso, the United States reaffirms its support for Burkina Faso in the face of terrorism. The Minister of Foreign Affairs of Burkina Faso, Karamoko Jean-Marie Traoré, received an audience on Tuesday the Charge d'Affaires of the Embassy of the United States of America, Eric P. Whitaker. During this meeting, the two men discussed cooperation between the two countries, particularly in the areas of security, humanitarian assistance, education, community health, and good governance. The American diplomat reaffirmed the United States' commitment to supporting Burkina Faso in its fight against terrorism. He also underlined his country's desire to work with the Burkinabe authorities to strengthen bilateral cooperation. For his part, Minister Traoré thanked the United States for their support. He also underlined the importance of cooperation between the two countries to address the security and humanitarian challenges facing Burkina Faso. I remember asking us on my previous video that, why is the US donating military equipment to Burkina Faso, of which Burkina even didn't even ask them to donate? What's their aim? Because are they not the same people putting sanctions on Burkina Faso? Let me say that Captain Ibrahim Traoré must pay attention to backdoor colonialism that comes in the form of aid. Reporting back on the four French spies still in jail in Ouagadougou, four French agents from the General Directorate of External Security, DGSE, have been detained in Burkina Faso since December 2023. The Burkinabe authorities accuse them of espionage and demand extraditions in exchange for their release. Until now, France had denied that these agents were members of the DGSE, claiming that they were simply techniciens on a computer maintenance mission for the benefit of the French embassy in Ouagadougou. However, an article published by the Magazine d'une Afrique, known to be close to French power, confirms that the four agents are indeed agents of the DGSE. The magazine also claims that the Burkinabe government is demanding the extradition of several Burkinabe personalities, including Djibril Bassolet and François Compaoré, in exchange for their release. Moving to the neighboring Niger, the Nigerian government has suspended mining permits for greater transparency. The government of Niger has announced the suspension of the granting of new mining rights in an act of proactive governance aimed at improving transparency and governance of the mining industry. The move follows a series of recent events that have highlighted issues of corruption and poor governance in Niger's mining sector. This month, a significant quantity of gold in illegal transit through Niamey Airport was seized in Addis Ababa. Anyway, what are your thoughts on Ibrahim Traoré's projects?
Hey fam, what's up? This is Fades. I want to thank all y'all for coming in and listening to me. I know you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. And thank you. You can reach me at Phase 380, or you can come and join me at anchor.fm/phase5. That's where you can join my little rendezvous in a thought or process as we ride down the road to the world of destruction. Come in and join me. If you got a comment, you can post it at the bottom. You got a voice that you want to be heard, just send it to my Instagram. Phase 380. Everybody do their part, and the world can be a better place. I ain't here for no drama. I ain't here for no problems. I ain't here for no static. I'm here to learn. I'm here to learn. And I'm here to learn.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh.
Hey fam, what's up? This is Faze. We want to thank the Most High and Jesus Christ for dying on the cross and bringing us back to the Most High bosom. Thank you, Yahweh, and thank you, Yahweh Shai, for all you do for us, knowingly and unknowingly. I want to thank my interstate and out-of-state people for listening. I know you ain't had to do it, but you did it anyway. Y'all want to keep up with the news I call black news. Black news. News that we as black men and black women, Latino men and Latino women, and Native Indian man and Native Indian woman should be listening to. The news of the rebirth of Israel. The black news. The news of rebirth to Israel. So this is our news to be rebirthed to. We rebirthing our heritage back, and we seeing how our heritage is going to manifest as what the scripture has said. We're going to see if the scriptures are liar, or the people who saying the scriptures are liars. That says the scriptures are a lie. We'll see. But y'all, I heard something through the grapevine about Nigeria, y'all. You know I'm still on Haiti, y'all. I am still disappointed in Haiti anyway. So we as people here need to understand how different nations are trying to put their hands around our throat again. And we're the only people out here in this world that have hands around their throat. Now we're getting the hands out of their throat. Now we need to start making action. Nigeria.
I know somebody in Nigeria got a little sense. I knew it was out there. But I'm telling you, Nigeria, y'all better worry about that man in Kenya and the ones that falling behind him in Africa doing that. Is it like three of them over there with the crafty counseling got the same spirit that the president of Kenya got? Y'all better be watching them. Y'all should be trying to strong arm them, letting them know that we got problems with you. We got issue with you. If you don't wash your hands from America, then you gotta go. If we see you doing anything with any other state, America, Israel, France, Britain, or anything, then we gonna declare war on Kenya. That's how it all gotta be, man. Because nobody ain't playing no games no more. And I see Nigeria is not playing no games no more. Let's see.
Breaking news. Okay, so here's some updates that literally just came in about this situation. Baby, they didn't even give American troops 24 or 12 hours to get the fuck. It is now illegal in Niger for American soldiers to be on that land. It is illegal. Baby, when they said if your ass ain't going by the time the sun come up, you gonna wake up dead. When they said that shit, they meant that. They immediately after releasing this, mind you, this just got released 4 hours ago. They just made it public 4 hours ago. And right after that, it is now illegal for an American soldier to exist on these lands. You know what that means? That means it is now a free-for-all. If you're an American soldier and if you're still stationed in Niger or if you're still there in Niger, baby, you better get the fuck out of Dodge. It is illegal for you to be there. They made it illegal knowing that you're still there. Oh, my God. Get your ass up out of Dodge. Okay? Because let me tell you, these folks, they just got rid of all the colonial tax. They just got rid of everything tied to the colonies and the Caucasus. They got rid of all that shit. And you know they want it back in blood. If I were you, I would make sure it's not your blood. Do you understand what I'm saying? Get the fuck. And I mean quick. All right, so another update about what's going on in the Red Sea. Now, as we learned, Yemen has expanded its Red Sea into the Indian Ocean, into other parts of the ocean, okay? So basically, they working, you know, with what's going, you know, in Africa. They working with them, okay? We all know this. We all know they all tight like this. They one tight unit. The Axis powers are the same as the NATO powers, except we know what to expect from the Axis powers because they're going to tell you straight up, I don't fuck with you like that. And you better watch your neck in these streets, okay? Don't let me catch you lacking in these streets, because, baby, that's your last day. Whereas the NATO powers, they will legit swear that they're doing the right thing, but the whole time they doing you worse than the Axis powers would ever do you. So, yeah. This man, U.S. Senator Dan, why you opening your mouth and running and bumping your gums? Dan decided to tell Biden that if Yemen keeps bombing or keeps the Red Sea on lock, then Biden needs to start blowing up Iran's ships. I'm sorry, Dan. Did you not think that was always an option? Did you not know? I'm sorry. Hold up. Stop the process. When did you think that? Where would we get the opportunity to do that? Dan? The level of mediocrity and delusion should not exist in the same atmosphere. But in this case, I guess it does. Because Dan thinks that America is actually powerful enough to be able to... Hold on. Iran is financing Yemen and all these other countries and all this other shit. They coming out with all types of new stuff. And Iran is saying, make it. Make it happen, Captain. Not only that, they're the ones who's back in Yemen and they're shit in the Red Sea. And your bright ass idea is for America to start blowing up Iran's ships. Mind you, 7 days ago, Iran just stole one of our ships in transit to America that was nowhere near the Red Sea. Is it crack y'all smoking? Y'all still smoking that crack, right? Yeah, I thought so. Dan, sit this one out. Stick to what you know, babe. Stick to what you know. Don't quit your day job. Better yet, quit it. Quit it. Because I don't even think that you did the background research prior to saying that out your mouth. I think that you're just acting purely out of emotion. And then it doesn't... I get it. I love your passion. And I love your enthusiasm. But I'm going to bring you right back down to earth when I say this. And I'm going to touch your hand. Okay? America ain't about shit. Okay? Because if they was about some shit, then they would have been did some shit. Iran been stealing the shit out of our oil and out of all of our stuff. And America hasn't done anything because we can't do nothing. Do you understand what I'm saying? They ain't shit. They ain't gonna be shit. They ain't gonna get shit because if they would have done some shit, they would have been did some shit. Did you not see the shit that they just did to Yemen? And Yemen literally looked at the missiles hitting them and said, okay, I'm still not moving. And you thought, with your receding hairline, you had the bright idea to go ahead and start attacking Iran ships, the same ships that attacked American ships and kicked, you know, sent them soldiers home. First of all, that's embarrassing that they got our shit in general, but they sent the soldiers home, all the way back home, paid for their ticket to go all the way back home, left them alive. Dan, sit it out. Go ahead and sit it out. Let's get into what he said. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan told Biden to start sinking Iranian ships if Yemen doesn't stop naval attacks. Again, Dan, sit it out. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan stated a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. He's a member of the Service Committee, SASC. Sorry, y'all. It's been a long day. And chairman of the International Republican Institute. How did I know he was a Republican? They all shoot and they shoot first. They don't think about anything. They just shoot. I'm just trying to shoot it up in here. I'm shooting the club up. I'm just trying to bow, 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 bow without even thinking about anything. Urged President Biden in a letter. You wrote this shit in a letter, baby. That shit could have been an email. On Friday, to threaten to sink Iranian spy ships in the Red Sea. How are they spies? And that is their own ships in the Red Sea. If the Yemeni force continues their attacks on American service members, they never once attacked American service members. Let me go ahead and clean that up for you, Dan. They did not attack American service members, which is exactly why I made sure I said that earlier than we read this, because you see how they will try and spin a situation. This has quite literally never been about those human beings or those American service members. They lied to us several times and told us that the Yemeni killed several of our naval forces only for days later for those same people that they thought was done over with to end up back on American soil. Literally, they showed up and was like, hey, we're not dead. They just bought us a ticket and a one-way ticket all the way home. Like, they put us on a boat. That boat took us to a country. That country took us to an airport. That airport took us to another airport. And then that airport took us directly home. So we have not been dead this entire time. They took all our shit. So obviously we couldn't call you, but we didn't have the money. But, you know, we're not dead. So you can stop telling people that. Again, I'm not sure why you think that this is the way to go, Dan, but I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt in this one. I'm gonna say, instead of you writing letters, how about you get out in the sea and show us how it's done, Dan? Show us how it's done. Why don't you lead? You're a leader, right? Why don't you lead? Let us see. Record the whole thing and make sure you tag the dive in it. But why don't you lead the way and show us what you mean? Because I can't really picture how this is going to go down. And I want to believe you, Dan. I want to. But I need to see it. I'm somebody who learns by seeing things executed from start to finish. I'm a visual learner. So let us see and report back and let us know how it went.
Me yesterday, and after y'all done telling me everything inside this meeting that was happening, I pretty much was nerve rattled after what I heard. But I'm gonna tell you what the emergency, what's behind this emergency for the solar eclipse, what's the deeper intel, and not only that, how they want emergency communication systems to be implemented. what specific groups they're going to be targeting. We're about to get into all that right here, and information that I did separate research to try to link up and confirm more on this scenario. So he gets on the phone with me yesterday after they have this meeting. Who's this meeting with? It's with Homeland Security. So, and he said there were New York instructors there. I have a list right here. I took notes of every single thing that he said because I couldn't record his voice. Obviously, he's trying to stay discreet. He said they were focusing on anti-vaccine people, anti-government people, preppers, Trump supporters. He even goes into deeper in the scenario what we're going to get to here in a second. But he said they didn't want the public to have any communication between each other. Any communication at all. And we told you yesterday that sheriff that came out and said it could be a potential terror attack. Well, we got more intel on what could actually happen in the solar eclipse, but just listen to this 23-second clip really quick.
But that's not all that he's concerned about.
That people want to do us harm. Use an event like this where a lot of people are gathered to do some type of terror event.
The director of the Lake County Emergency Management Agency told me they've been preparing for the solar eclipse now for about 2 years.
They've been preparing for this for 2 years. Imagine that, for 2 years. That sounds like a lot of preparation going into that. And in the video yesterday, I told you the military is getting into a building that they won the Allied War in World War II, which is Ida Bell, which you can find that video after this video. But let's get into this right now. So, they don't want any communications between us. And what is the big event that they're doing? This is what he told me inside of Homeland Security yesterday they were talking about. He said, during the solar eclipse, while people are all out there looking, they're planning, the intel that they've got is a possible biological attack on people.
Turmoil is erupting in Russia today. Vladimir Putin has given an emergency address in response to the firebombing of voting booths and the dumping of ink inside ballot boxes. Numerous instances of this across the country. You even have some voting stations being evacuated because they're in the crosshairs of a cross-border incursion that is currently ongoing that is being called the largest invasion of the Russian mainland since World War II. We're talking about 2,500 troops. So this is much bigger than the gallivants that we've seen over the Russian border last year by these partisan separatist groups, these rebel groups who claim to be of Russian origin and are espousing, of course, numerous varied renditions of neo-Nazi ideologies as defined by the Anti-Defamation League here in the West, who is surprisingly silent about this whole affair as it's unfolding. In addition to the 2,500 troops that were beaten on Russia's border in the last few days, they also had some heavy equipment. So they had armor, they had tanks, I believe up to 50 different types of military vehicles. So this was no joke. And in concert with this, there was a coordinated drone attack, which is ongoing as we speak, which you're likely going to see ramp up in the hours ahead. Breaking news, in the next few hours, Russia is going to do a nationwide test of their emergency alert system. Throughout the entire country, sirens are going to blare out, alerting people and signaling to them that you need to get your ass to the nearest bunker because the nuclear bombs are inbound. Now, a lot of people are going to completely disregard this notification because this is something that happens twice a year in Russia. However, I would implore people not to write it off, considering that this has only been reinstated since 2020. Now, you have to ask yourself, what could have possibly compelled the Russians to reinstate such a practice 2 years before the Ukrainian war? I can assure you that it has nothing to do with that sub 1% fatality virus thing that was going around for the last 3 years, nor is it to do with natural disasters and wildfires. The Russians, through and through, are preparing for nuclear effing Armageddon. They got the bunkers, they got the bombs, and that's a hell of a lot more than we have over here in the West. When the bombs are inbound in Russia, what you are going to see is a population that's been primed for this eventuality. They are going to descend rank and file in a relatively peaceful and orderly fashion to their nearest bunker. They're going to have the training. They're going to know what to do. Maybe not all of them, but at least more than we will here. And after they ride out the 14 days in the subway stations of Moscow, which are specifically designed to house millions of people for that very purpose, in the next...
Once again for you guys, this is the list that has been released where they're saying they believe they have eyes on groups, and this is only the ones that they know of, eyes on groups in cities where they are trying to play out potential attacks on U.S. soil. And again, we actually had them stop a potential attack that just took place here in Houston, Texas last week from a Jordanian nationalist that said that he was that they were watching him and that he was potentially planning an attack. So again, here is the list. And again, do me a favor. If I name your city, put a five. I'd like for all of us to see all the people that are in these cities. It's absolutely incredible. And I was shocked at the length of this list. So one more time for you guys. And this is only the ones that they know of. This does not mean that there is not potential groups in your city. It just means this is the ones that they have eyes on that they've released at this time. Washington, D.C., all throughout the state of New York, San Francisco, California, Santa Clara, California, Los Angeles, California, San Diego, California, Houston, Texas, Arlington, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Boca Raton, Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Orlando, Florida, Tampa, Florida, Boston, Massachusetts, Playfield, Illinois, Chicago, Illinois, Cleveland, Ohio, Laurel, Maryland, Potomac, Maryland, Herton, Virginia, Springfield, Virginia, Raleigh, North Carolina, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Charlotte, North Carolina, Detroit, Michigan, Columbia, Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri, Denver, Colorado, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Tucson, Arizona, and Seattle, Washington. That is the current list that we have right now, you guys, and I can see the fives pouring in. And yes, Dallas, Texas is on the list. New York is on the list. Dallas, yes, I see people saying all of these things coming in. Is my city on the list? This is the list that we have so far. Now, again, as more information rolls out on this, I'll let you guys know, because this was just released. We're hearing about Florida, a lot in Florida, a lot in Texas, and a lot in California. And in New York, they didn't even put the cities. They just said all throughout New York. Just New York is, it's everywhere. And I think that this is fairly evident, because also too, as you guys will recall, the protests and the attacks in the streets that have already been going on, where have they been? Los Angeles, California, New Orleans. We saw this in Chicago. We saw this in, there was another city, I can't remember, it was New York, LA, Chicago, New Orleans, and we saw the bombers stopped in Houston, and now this list was released, and we see city after city in California, city after city in Florida, in Texas, and in New York, they didn't even bother with the list, they just simply said all throughout the state. So I think it's very important for us to know that this is going on. Let's see here, Ryan says that they planned the attack on Israel for 1 year. What if there is more to the plan? Ryan, I don't doubt it. I think that there are strategies underway, and I think that the FBI, and I'll put a one if you believe they know a whole lot more that's going on than they're releasing. The fact that they're releasing this, and the fact that the FBI and Congress came out on the same day with this information, that makes me feel like they know that it's almost like they've been, let me know if you think this, put a one if you agree. They've had things under wraps, they know a whole lot more than they're letting out, and now they're releasing this because they know it's probably to the point of no return. Why would Congress and the FBI on the exact same day come out and warn about attacks on U.S. soil and then give the specifics? It's not just like we think people are here. It's we think people are here. We think they're in these cities and we think that they're going to attack our infrastructure systems, our water, electrical. It's because they already know that things are taking place right now. And I think that they just like to keep us in the dark because they don't want to cause chaos and cause people to worry. They don't want to spread mass fear. But when it gets to the point where it's like, all right, this is going to happen, then they start releasing some information to warn people and prepare them. So that's why, as I'm seeing this come out, I'm trying to use this platform to share it with people, to let people know. And again, if you appreciate that, do me a favor, smash the like.
Many people are waking up and they're seeing shadow people. Pretty soon you'll be seeing shadow people as you go down the street. Don't become frightened. Simply means that your higher vibrations now are kicking in and the spectrum outside of the 12 spectrum site we have, you begin to look out the corner of your eye, because that's when you go into a different spectrum. That's why you always see them out the corner of your eye, especially when you wake up in the morning, because you're coming back into your body, by the way. You die every night, by the way. So don't worry about it. You're going to die tonight. Look forward to it. You will, and you will. And that's where it's supposed to be. That's why when you're sinning in harmony, you just wake up one day and it's all cool. But we've got to fear that, because we don't know. We die every night and look forward to it. And you cross to those spectrums where they exist every night. That's what they call fourth dimension. And that's when you see the old hag. Some people wake up and they got those hags sitting on their chest. They can't breathe. I felt like a wizard. That's because the pressure of your soul body coming back in was not quite seated. Let me explain the witch's ride right quickly, the old hag right quickly, and the extra dimensions you go through right quickly. You're like on the bottom of a pyramid, only the pyramid has been built on top of you. So when you lie in your bed at night, there's a pyramid that's been built on top of you. And the pyramid has seven dimensions. The top dimension actually goes into an area that you might call air. The base of it is in what you might call an ocean of matter. And you're beneath all of it. So when your id or spirit, or what they call the ka, comes out of it, it goes through that first dimension into all the shrimp and the crustacea and the crab and everything that are on the bottom of that ocean. You got to go through that. But then as you float up, you become lighter until finally you become like, what do they call, sea anemones and flying fish. If you're a flying fish, it's really good because you can leap out of the water into the air. Well, you can not only can do that, but if you can really get through all of it, you can leap out of all the corpuscular energy, what they call matter, into the air. And then you're in what they call now astral flight. And you're flying all over the place. But when you come back in again, you come down from the flight up there, all the way back in, down to the bottom of there, and just before you cross over into what your body has now become, you wake up. And you wake up before you're completely reconnected. And in not being reconnected, you wake up too soon, so you're not back in your body, you're in free space, and you can't scream, and you can't move, and you say, but nothing's coming out, and you go completely panicking. And the old hag said, we got us one now. And the other one says, we got us one now. And you're screaming, and then finally, you wake up, and you said, I had a nightmare. My God. Well, sometimes you can have daymares. Doesn't matter. Sometimes you might even not even get a mare. You might get a stallion, you know. How about sex classes? So there you are. All you did is you woke up too soon, because every time you go out of your body, you travel. It's just that when you get good at it and transfer your memory, you are aware of where you're traveling.
Let me tell you what happens when you become conscious like that. The first thing you do is, you know, financially things happen, and also all types of things happen. And what the spirit is trying to do is trying to acclimate you to start living a magical life. Yeah. Other than being dependent on social and a physical and economic life. Now, that economics will come back, but they want to bring it to you in all different things a certain way. They want to acclimate you into another world. You see what I'm saying? So that's what that is. It clears out the way. It clears out the way so that you can start living another thing, and that way you can operate and your minds can start thinking spiritually. But it can't do that until you are purged from several things that was that your everyday life brought. You see what I'm saying? So that's exactly what happens. That's a form of initiation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a form of initiation. So if you just stay the course, it'll get better. But what it's trying to do is acclimate you into a new world and stuff like that. A new world and stuff. See, what happens is this here. Your paradigm shifts when you come into consciousness.
Yeah.
So the certain methodologies that used to bring you success in the old world, you can't use those same methodologies because the simple fact your essence and your whole vibration has changed. So you got to be acclimated into another methodology. Yeah. Wow. And to get it to work for you. So just stay the course, but keep studying. That's the key. Because the more you keep studying and stuff, you'll get the hang of it. And you'll get the hang of it, and a certain world will function around you. Certain world will function around you, and it'll be acclimated and conducive to the level that you're on. But you got to go through that right now. It's a purging of one world to the next world.
Yeah, fam. I see. You know, I'm looking at this vibration things, and I'm hearing a lot of that, and I wanted y'all to hear a little some of it or get some sort of idea where they talking about this vibration and how you build up your frequency and all this other stuff. I'm gonna start putting some of this stuff down about a lot of this vibration and how the vibration is supposed to be taking you to some different levels or something. I'm new at that too. And I'll be trying to get a little information on it so I can kind of, you know, give y'all a little meat on the bone on it so y'all can do y'all own research. But y'all, you know, check these things out and watch out, man. And y'all know, y'all can reach me at Phaze, PHAZE5. You know what I'm saying? I need y'all to hit me up. Pass this on and let's get this thing straight. Anchor.fm phase 5. Y'all gonna hit me up on my Instagram, phase 380. If you got something to say, whatever, because they trying to shut everything down, man. And you know, I'm just trying to keep this podcast on, you know, everybody, for every common man out there that trying to really figure out what's going on and seeing what's going on. If we don't be prepared, we're going to be stuck like Chuck. So we need to get our mindsets and build up our IQ on this world event. Y'all, we all got to build up our IQ on this world event. And we all got to build up on our IQ on how to survive this mess together. Because the government doesn't have any good things for us. So we got the common man and common woman in this world. We got to stick together like glue. Put all these differences aside. Put all that crazy stuff aside. And get on the right path, on the righteous thing to do. But we ain't gonna do it. You know why? The Bible says the earth is given to the hands of the wicked. So if the earth is given to the hands of the wicked, you show me a good, wicked person.
You only ever know. Y'all the main ones I'm watching on my throne. Created everything, but I called you my own. That land I gave you, put my name on it, my home. Yeah, that's my home. Israel, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. I made a promise, can't nobody take it. I chose to put you above all the nations. Out of your graves, I chose to awaken. We made a covenant, don't you forsake it. Come get protected while they going crazy. Israel, my firstborn, my baby. Israel, my firstborn, my baby. I woke you up in your land of captivity. I do not change, I want you to remember me. Laws and commandments, I gave you the remedy. Go read the testimonies for your memory. I sent them prophets, but you wasn't hearing me. I come to you if you really come near to me. I heard your cry, now it's time to say it. I don't know what got you from all of your enemies. Who you know open the sea? Them waters were bitter, but I made it sweet. In case you ain't know how to swim, I'm your protector, so I made you walk on your feet. This a reminder you married to me. I just want you to be all I called you to be. They called you niggas, but I made you priests. I'm about to give you back everything. I'm sending plagues for you. I'm sending boys drying up rivers. I leave them dead for you. Tell Pharaoh, let my people go. You heard what I said for you. Tell Pharaoh, let my people go. You heard what I said for you. For you. You only ever know. Y'all the main ones I'm watching on my throne. Created everything, but I called you my own. That land I gave you, put my name in it, my home. Yeah, that's my home.
Israel. I'm the reason you went in captivity. We made a covenant, you ain't remember me. You broke the covenant, I sent your enemies. Hit all my land since you wasn't fearing me. I'm the reason they put you in chains. I'm the reason they switched up your name. I'm the reason why you in the hood. I'm the reason of all your pain. I'm sending fluids fast, daily. Think I don't love you. Y'all my babies. Gave my son. Must be crazy. Come out that system, come out of that lady. They got that military, it would not faze me. It would not move me. It would not graze me. Remember Legion. I did all that for my people. You only ever know. Y'all the main ones I'm watching on my throne. Created everything, but I called you my own. That land I gave you, put my name on it, my home. Yeah, that's my home. You only ever know. Y'all the main ones I'm watching on my throne. Created everything, but I called you my own. That land I gave you, put my name on it, my home. Yeah, that's my home. Israel.
When it's home chilling the ride, I stay tuned to the Fame Podcast. It's the hottest message out there.
When I'm home chilling, I'm always tuned in to Fame. He has the hottest podcast out there.
Don't miss it. Very informative.
When I'm home chilling, I'm always tuned in to Fade. He has the hottest podcast out here.
When I'm home chilling the ride, I stay tuned to the Fade podcast. It's the hottest message out there.
And when I'm at the spot just chilling, or when my car just driving around, I always listen to Faze. He keep it real. He say it was real. And that's one of the hottest podcasts around. I definitely suggest it. Check him out.